Maseches Tainis Daf Beis Amud Aleph says the Mishnah May Masai Mazkirin Gevuros Geshamim. When do we start mentioning Gevuros Geshamim? What's Gevuros Geshamim? Right, Hashem's Gevura, Hashem's strength in the rain, meaning Mashiv Haruach Umoed Hageshem at the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei when we talk about how the power of Hashem in that He brings rain at the right time. So when do we start saying that at Shmoneh Esrei? Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yom Tov Harishon Shachag. We start on the first day of Chag, Chag being Sukkos. And Rabbi Yeshua Omer Yom Tov HaAcharon Shachag, from the end of Sukkos, meaning Shmini Atzeres. So it continues the Mishnah, Amar Lo Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Eliezer, Ho'avein HaGeshamim Elo Simen Klolo B'chag. Since rain falling on Sukkos is a sign of Klolo, it's a negative because Hashem is saying, I don't want your mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah because the rain is going to prevent you from being able to sit in the sukkah. So why would we start saying that that Hashem is strong in the context of rain at the beginning of Sukkos when we don't want it to fall? Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer responds, no, you misunderstood Rabbi Yeshua. Afani, even I, lo amarti elo lishol, lo amarti lishol, I never said that you should ask for rain, which is v'sein talumot livracha, in the middle of Shimon Esrei, because asking for rain, we don't want the rain to come. Elo lahazkir. Rather, I'm just talking about mentioning Hashem's strength in that He is the one who brings the rain, saying Mashiva Ruach Mor Dageshem, but also that at the time of rain, He is the one who has the koach, the power to bring the rain. Amar Los, Rabbi Yeshua responds to Rabbi Eliezer, Imkain, if it's true that we're only praising Hashem as the one who is the source of the rain, but we are not asking for rain, so why don't we mention it all year, even in the non-rainy season, even in the warm season? So the Gemara says, Ein shon nesa geshamim ela samach geshamim. So the Mishnah continues and says that no, you only ask for rain during the time when the rain is appropriate. Meaning, the Shevach of Hashem as the one who brings the rain is most appropriate at the time when the rain is supposed to be coming. It's the rainy season. So we do it next to the rainy season, but we don't have, doesn't mean it's an actual request for rain. And that's why we do it at the beginning of Yom Tov, even though we don't want the rain to come until the end, because that's the point at which the rainy season is beginning. So we mention Hashem as the one who has the Gevura, who has the strength to be able to bring the rain. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Over the Teva, the one who goes in front of the Teva, meaning the Shliach Tzibur, the Chazim, B'yom Tov Ha'acharon Shachag, An Shmini Atzeres, Ha'acharon Mazkir, the last one, meaning the second one to go, which is the one who davens in Bosuf, he is the first one who mentions Gvura Geshamim. Harishon Eino Mazkir, but the one who davens Shacharis does not mention it yet. B'yom Tov Harishon Shal Pesach, but on the first day of Pesach, when we're concluding saying Mashiach Ruach HaMerud HaGeshem, Harishon Mazkir, the one who's davening Shacharis, still says Gevuros Geshamim, still says Mashiach Ruach HaMerud HaGeshem. HaAcharon the Chazan, who's from Musaf, Eino Mazkir. He no longer mentions it. That's the cutoff when we no longer say it. So the Gemara says, Tana Hecha Koi Dekasani Me'emasai. When the Mishnah starts off and says Me'emasai, from when do we start saying Gevuros Geshamim? That implies that they knew that we do say Gevuros Geshamim. They're just trying to figure out exactly when do we start. So what's the Tana working off of? Hecha Koi, what's he going back on? Dekasani Me'emasai, that it says from when? So the Gemara answers Tana Hasam Koi. The Gemara is going back on something that we learned in Maseches Brachos. Dekasani, the Gemara in Brachos, Hadachla, Megimel, and Aleph teaches us Mazkiron Gevuros Geshamim Mitchias HaMesim, that we mention Hashem as the one who is the strength, the one who has the strength to bring rain, in the bracha of Tchias HaMesim, like where we mentioned in the first part of Shmon Esrei. V'shoalin, and we ask for rain, in the section of Shmon Esrei, that is the request, so that's Bebirkas HaShanim, in the bracha of Baruch Aleinu. V'havdolah B'chonin HaDa'as, the extra insertion of Havdolah, of Atachon Antana that we say on Motzoi Shabbos, so that is inserted in the bracha of Chonin the Hada'as. And so you see, Zukasani, and on this, the Mishnah, our Mishnah comments, Me'emas Amas Kirin Gevuros HaGeshamim. When do we start saying Gevuros HaGeshamim? So yes, we know where to put it in, but when do we start saying it? So Gemara asks, Felisne Hasam. So the Gemara asks, Felisne Hasam, why don't we say over there, when we're already telling that you have an obligation to include in Shimon Esrei, Gevuros Geshamim, that you're going to have to say Mashiva Ruach as the praise of Hashem, as the one with the power to bring the rain. So why don't we also say the parameters? Maishna de Shavke Ad Hacha. So why Shavke, why did we leave it Ad Hacha until here? Why did the Mishnah Why did Chazal wait to teach it to us over here? So the Gemara answers, Elatana me Rosh Hashanah salik. The Tana here is working off the end of Rosh Hashanah. This nan at the end of Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah teaches us ubachag and on chag, again referring to Sukkos, nidonin al hamayim. We are judged on the water, meaning we are judged on the rain, how much rain is going to fall over the course of the year. The aidi the Tana ubachag nidonin al hamayim. And once the Tana taught us that on Sukkos we're going to be judged on the rain, and we see that rain is connected to the Yom Tov of Sukkos. So Tana, so now we continued and we said at the beginning of Maseches Tainis, which comes right after Rosh Hashanah, Me'emas Hamas Kirin Gvuros Geshamim. So when do we start mentioning the power of Hashem as the one who's going to bring the rain? So it's a continuation of what we just said at the end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. But the Gemara asks, V'lisni Me'emas Hamas Kirin Ala Geshamim. Why doesn't the Mishnah just say, from when do we start mentioning rain? My gevuros kishamim. What's it trying to hint to us? What's it telling us by saying the strength of the rain, or the strength of the Vakarish Baruch Hu, in that he brings the rain? Why not just say, when do we start mentioning, as opposed to asking, right? She'ela is asking for rain, mazgirin is mentioning. So why doesn't it just say, me'emasai mazgirin al gishamim? When do we start mentioning gishamim? Why does it call it gevuros kishamim? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, mipnei sheyordin bigvura. Because the nature of rain is that when rain comes down, it comes down with great force. As we see with the hurricanes that are happening right now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's strength in the rain is very, very clear. How do we see it? So the Gemara says we see it also from the Psukim. Shenamar oseh gedolos arin chegev neflaos arin mispar. Oseh hanosein matar al pnei aretz v'sholeach mayim al pnei chutzos. So you see that the Hashem was the Osa Gedolos, who does so much wonder, you can't even count it. And then it says right afterwards that he is the Nosein Matar al Pnei Haaretz, that he's the one who brings the rain on the earth. So you see that it praises Hashem in terms of his greatness as the one who's bringing the rain. So my mashma, all we see from this pasuk, right? What is the pasuk? My mashma, what is it teaching us? All we see from this pasuk is that God is great in that he brings rain. Where do we see Gvura? Amar Rabba Bar Shila. Rabbi Bar Shila tells us, Asya Cheker Cheker. We learn a Gezerah Shava, right? A Gezerah Shava needs a Masorah, needs a Kabbalah. We can't learn it on our own. But when we have two words and there's a Kabbalah, that there's a connection between them, we learn a Gezerah Shava. Asya Cheker Cheker. Mibriyaso Shalom. So we can learn a Gezerah Shava of Cheker Cheker from the creation of the world. Ksiv Hachat says over here in the Pasuk that we just quoted, Oseh Gedolos Ad Ein Cheker. That uses the word cheker in this context, uksiv hasam, and it says in the context of the creation of the world, halo yadato in lo shamato elokei olam Hashem borek etzos aretz lo yafelo yiga in cheker etvunaso. Can you don't even the wonderment, and have you heard about the greatness of Hashem, who creates everything, that he doesn't tire, and ein cheker, and there's no end litvunaso to his wisdom. So you see that by Brias Olam it says Cheker Uksiv, and it also says by Brias Olam Echin Harim Bekocho Nezar Bigvura. And there's another pasuk that says, that describes Hashem as creating the world with Gevura, with strength. So now we see that even you read it, so just like Hashem created the world with strength, and because that's the description that's used of Nezar Bigvura. And the word cheker is used in the context of the creation of the world. So too, if we see that the word cheker is used in the context of Yiridas Kishamim, of the rain coming down, you see that that is also called Gevura. And that is why we call it not just Mazkirin Geshamim, but Mazkirin Gevuros Geshamim, because that is the term that the Psukim are already ascribing to Hashem in the context of him bringing the rain. Asks the Gemara, Uminalon Dibit Filah. Fine, so we have to mention that Hashem is the one who brings the rain, but how do we know specifically that you have to mention it in the context of Tefillah, Tefillah referring to Shemon Esrei? This sign, we learn in the Braisa, Yahavos Hashem Elokechem, Ulaavdo Bechol Levavchem. To love Hashem, your God, and to serve Him with all of your heart. Ezohi Avoda Shi Belev. What is the type of service, Avoda, which is in one's heart? Haveom Rezo Tefillah. So we say that refers to Tefillah, which again requires Kavanah, requires paying attention. Uchsiv basrei, and after the pasuk of the avos, Hashem elokechem levdo b'chol vavchem, it says v'nasati mitar tzechem b'ito yoreu malkosh, that Hashem will bring the rain onto the world, Yoreu Malkosh, which again a little bit later we'll describe exactly what Yoreu Malkosh is referring to. So we see from the fact that the psukim are juxtaposed that it's tefillah specifically in which we're supposed to mention Gevuros, Kisham, the strength of Hashem as the one who brings the rain. Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, Shlosha Mavtechos Biyado Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shlo Nimsu Biyad Shliach. There are three keys to storehouses of good that Hashem has that He never gave over to a shaliach, to a messenger, to somebody else to be in charge of. Ve'elu hein, and these are the three, mafteach shel geshamim, the key to bringing down rain, u'mafteach shel chaya, the one of life when it comes to a yoledes, if somebody's going to give birth, that this person should give birth, u'mafteach shel tchias ha'meisim, and the key of tchias ha'meisim, of reviving the dead. So how do we know this? Mavteach shel geshamim, when it comes to the key to the storehouse of bringing down the rain, dechsiv yivtach Hashem lechos, el tzaru atobas Hashemayim l'seis metar tzicho bito. And it says, Hashem should open up His otzar atov, His great good storehouse in the Hashemayim, to give the rain onto the world. So you see that who is the one who's opening up the storehouse for the rain? It's in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mavteach shel chaya minayin, the one of life in terms of giving birth. How do we know that Hashem held onto that one Himself? Dirsib, as it says, Vayizkor Elokim es Rachel, that Hashem remembered Rachel. Vayishma Eleho Elokim Vayivtach es Rachma, continuing on to Amid Beit. And He heard her and opened up her womb to allow her to give birth. So again, He did it Himself. Mavteach shel tchias ha'meisim. How do we know that Hashem held on to the key for revival of the dead? Dechsiv, v'idatem ki ani Hashem b'fischi es kibroseichem. That you will know that I am God when I open up the graves to allow the dead to come alive again. So again, that pasuk is clear that it's Hashem Himself who was doing it. B'ma'arava amri, in the West, referring to Eretz Yisrael, b'ma'arava amri, they said, af mavteach shel parnasa. Also the mafteach, also the key to the storehouses of a person's livelihood, that a person should be able to be successful and what a person should be able to get, that's also einonim tzor l'shteach, also not given over to a shliach. How do we know it? The pasuk that we say all the time in Ashrei, poseach es yodecha, that Hashem opens His hand to everybody who must be, the pasuk continues, who must be the chol chai ratzon, and He sustains all of creation according to its according to whatever it is that it needs. Again, it says that Hashem is the one who's doing it. Says the Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan, my time, so why didn't Rabbi Yochanan only mentioned three keys, right? The one for rain, the one for life in terms of giving birth, and the one for tchias ha'meisim. Why didn't he mention this fourth one of the mafteach of parnasa, the key to sustenance in parnasa? So Amar lecha, geshamim hainu parnasa, that he included in the geshamim was also parnasa. Because again, if you have, especially in agricultural society, but even in all societies, in order for things to be able to grow and be able to have parnasa, it's going to require rain. Even if we don't have rain, prices go up and a person has less money. So again, including in the possession of Hashem as having the one who has the mafteach for geshamim, Rabbi Yochanan says that also includes parnasa, and therefore he did not count it separately. Tosfos points out that this concept of the three keys were not given over to and were held by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tosfos asks, but we see that there are times, for instance, Eliyahu controlled the rain, or Elisha and Tchias HaMesim, and similarly when it comes to Elisha, so what does that mean? So Tosfos explains, it doesn't mean it was never given over, because sometimes they were. But the point was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds on to it in a more permanent way than he holds on to other things where he puts a shliach or somebody else in charge. Great. Just to summarize what we saw, the Mishnah wanted to know when do we start mentioning the power of Hashem and that He brings the rain, Mashiach Geshem. So Rabbi Eliezer said from Shacharis on the first day of Sukkos, and Rabbi Yeshua said that we start from Shmini Atzeres. The to have back and forth as to why would we start then. So we said that we start then because we're only mentioning, we are not actually asking for rain is she'elas kisham, that takes place in Baruch Aleinu, not in the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the beginning. Then the Gemara wanted to know, where are we coming off of that? It says Me'ei Masai. So the Gemara in the Hava Mina said that it was from the Gemara in Brachos, which says that we mentioned Gvuros kisham in Tchias HaMesim. And then in the end, the Gemara says that really it is from the Mishnah at the end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah that says, Bechag nidonan al mayim, that we're judged for rain on Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, we discuss the rain in the context of Chag. We already discuss it again when it comes to our Gemara. Then we got into a discussion of why is it called not just Geshamim, but Gvuros Geshamim. So we brought the Psukim in the Gzeira Shava of Cheker, to show that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with Cheker, with Gvura, and there it says Cheker, so too when it comes to Geshamim, where it says Cheker, you see that it's also considered to be Gvura. How do you know that it's specifically in the context of Shimon Esrei? So that's the juxtaposition of La'avas Hashem Elokechem La'avdo B'chol Vavchem Avoda Shebalev, which is juxtaposed to V'nasati Matar Tzachem Be'ito Yore Umakosh. The rain is juxtaposed to the obligation to David. Then Rabbi Yochanan said that there are three Mavtechos, three keys to storehouses that HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds on to. The one for Geshamim, the one for people giving birth, and the one for Tchias HaMesim. Rabbi Yochanan added even the one for Parnasa. And then we explain, B'ma'arava, they added the one for Parnasa. And Rabbi Yochanan said he didn't add the one for Parnasa. The Gemara explained because that was included in Geshamim.